BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
News all right?
Yeah, all fine.
Oh, thanks, love. I'd have gone myself, only I'm getting a bit snowed under with the beef orders. Love a Christmas rush, though. How was the quad bike?
A bit hairy. It's pretty wet and muddy out there. Doesn't help that it keeps cutting out.
I know. Haven't had a chance to look at it. Did you wear the helmet?
I forgot.
Oh, Ruth.
I wouldn't even be on the quad bike if you were looking at the sheep yourself, would I?
Mm, it's like that, is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, have you seen that massive parcel in the yard for Leonard?
Yeah. When he asked did we mind if he had something delivered here, I didn't realise we were talking this scale. There you go.
Thanks. I've sent him a message, told him it's here. He said he'd hot-foot it from Borchester to pick it up.
Oh, OK. Any thoughts on dinner tonight? I was thinking about doing a lasagna.
Oh, were you now?
Well, I feel like I've got a bit more time in the evening after the madness of last week.
I know, it has been a bit of a whirlwind, hasn't it?
Mm.
What with the barn sleepover and then the wedding.
Oh, no wonder we're knackered.
It was nice, though, wasn't it? Having Ellie and the others here, despite the circumstances. You know, I still can't believe there's no chance of catching the scammer.
Well, at least the listing's been removed, so hopefully we won't get any more unexpected guests. I mean, you're right, it was lovely in the end, but I'm quite happy to have no more surprises till Christmas.
Me too. Hey, David.
What?
Look at us, having an actual conversation. Just the two of us.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Even if it is about lasagna and scammers.
Well, I'll take what I can get.
You've got to see this.
What?
Just come outside.
What was that you were saying about no more surprises?
Ooh, I jinxed us.
Come on.
All right, then. Can I bring me brew? Oh, wow!
It's my new electric bike. It's a bit of an upgrade from Josh's.
That is very cool.
Wow. That's exactly what it is, Ben. Very cool. And very sustainable.
That'll help you get up those hills, Leonard.
Well, that's the idea. I know it's an extravagance, but I thought, I've got the money sitting there. Why not spend it on something that would make a real difference to my life and to the planet?
And you look very cool too, Leonard.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks. I thought I'd come over in my gear, ready for a ride. You don't mind me having it delivered here, do you? Only they couldn't specify a time, and I was out. I had an optician's appointment first thing.
No problem at all. Oh, an electric bike. How exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, new helmet as well. Well, new to me. I had it from Joy. What do you think? I rather like embracing the bright.
Ruth could do with one of those.
Shut up, David.
Leonard, you look great.
Thank you, Ben. Now, I'll be off for a spin round the village. So if anyone needs anything picking up, I'm your man.
Mitchell!
Hi, Mick. Thanks for coming over.
No problem. Only I can't stop long. I'm only supposed to have an hour for lunch.
All right, OK, well, I'll keep it brief. It's about our brunch event.
Oh, this Sunday? Yeah, don't worry. It's in my diary.
Good. So,
hey, I was doing my Father Christmas bit for Joy last night.
Oh, are you? What does she think?
She loved it.
Did she?
Yeah. Thought it was brilliant. Very original, she said.
Yeah, well, it's certainly that. Only, I suppose I was thinking, I mean, while your performance is obviously is great, perhaps there's another way to go.
Oh?
Yeah, what about a more, I don't know, sort of authentic, natural vibe?
How do you mean, natural?
Well, I guess I mean, could we just try it in your own voice? I mean, it's just a different direction, that's all. It might give us something. I mean, at this stage, we're just trying stuff out, aren't we, before we nail it to the wall, so to speak.
Well, I'm happy to give anything a go.
Right. Go on, then.
Right, OK. Merry Christmas, children. What presents are you hoping I'll bring you this year?
OK.
Okay, let's get that straw loaded in the blower.
Right.
David, Ruth.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Is everything all right?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. What's happened?
I have just seen Leonard in the village.
Oh, yeah, on his new bike, was he?
He was indeed, travelling downhill from the village green in the direction of the country park.
Okay.
No, Ruth, not okay. Very much not okay at all.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Leonard was travelling at excessive speed. He even overtook some cars.
Ooh, that does sound quite fast.
Well, he's lucky that Speedwatch weren't in operation, as I know there are a few planned sessions coming up. Cyclists are not exempt from speeding penalties.
Surely he couldn't go fast enough to break the speed limit.
Well, if he doesn't apply his brakes on hills, I'm sure he could, yes.
We'll warn him, then.
No. This isn't just about Speedwatch, Ruth.
No.
Speeding with any vehicle is extremely dangerous for cyclists, motorists and pedestrians.
Yeah, of course.
It would be awful. Heaven forbid were Leonard to have an accident, especially a preventable one, caused by recklessness.
Absolutely. We'll have a word with him, won't we, David?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I think that would be wise.
Hi, Linda.
Well, hello, Ben. And hello, Bess.
You all look very serious.
Linda called by to let us know that she caught Leonard speeding.
Oh.
No, I didn't catch him, David. I observed him. Oh, I better get this. So, can I leave it with you?
Yep. Thanks, Linda.
No problem. Hello, Kenton.
She came all the way over here to tell you that. How fast was he going? Don't e-bikes have a max speed of about 15?
No, it's not funny, really. I mean, it does sound like it was freewheeling downhill.
No, sorry. Now,
Linda is right. If Leonard's whizzing round the village at high speeds, that's potentially very dangerous for him and for others.
You're right. It'd be terrible if he had a fall.
Had a fall?
Well, yeah, if he fell off his bike.
Why would he fall off his bike? He's a very experienced, confident cyclist. I bet he wasn't even going that fast. Linda can famously be a bit extra.
Well, yeah, but it is true that Leonard's no spring chicken.
You can't say that.
What?
It's offensive.
What your dad means is Leonard isn't a young person anymore.
No, he's not. And it's a fact that as you get older, you're more likely to sustain an injury, break a bone. That could be devastating for Leonard.
Yeah, but he's an adult. He knows what he's doing. I think it's great he's got a bike.
We do too. We just want him to be safe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all Linda is suggesting is we have a word with him. Remind him about the dangers of speeding. In fact, maybe it would be best coming from you, Ben.
Me?
You could have a chat with him, couldn't you?
No, I couldn't. I'm not doing your dirty work. If you want him to slow down, you can tell him.
Ruth?
No, I think Ben's right. You'll know what to say, David.
Yes, it does sound tricky, Kenton. I'm afraid it rather looks like you're stuck.
Linda, I can't let him go out there and terrify the kids. They'll be scarred for life and I'll be cancelled.
Well, why can't he just do it in his normal voice?
That's not an option. He becomes all wooden and robotic. He's like Santa the speaking clock.
Yes, it's curious. You get some people on a stage and they just seem to lose the power of inflection.
Is there nothing you can do? Give him a few pointers?
Me?
You are the only person around here with the directing skills to save this. If you don't help me, then I'm going to have to call it off. Please, Linda, think of all those disappointed kiddies.
Oh, all right. Leave it with me.
Oh, the pedalling's effortless. I took that hill by the water treatment works, no bother at all.
Oh, you went quite far, then.
All the way to Pennyhasset. I could have gone further. I nearly did, only I thought your mother might be worried. I said I'd only be gone for an hour, you see.
I see.
Not to worry. I'll know for the next time, won't I? I tell you what, I might take a packed lunch, make a day of it.
Very nice.
You look worried, David.
Leonard, the thing is, I saw Linda earlier.
Oh, yes. Me too. I left her for dust outside the village shop. I think she wondered who I was.
No, she knew who you were.
Why? What did she say?
Well, she was a bit concerned about your speed.
Oh, was she?
She was, yeah. Apparently, you were going very fast, downhill.
It was quite tricky to go downhill slowly.
True, but even so,
I suppose every small village has these self-appointed rule enforcers. Not that I don't like Linda, I do. But between you and me, she can be a bit of a stick in the mud, can't she?
Well, in this instance, I think her concern is genuine.
What's she concerned about?
That travelling at excessive speed on an electric bike could cause an accident. You know, you and others could be hurt.
Oh, give over. It doesn't even go that fast.
I think Linda just wants you to be safe.
Well, that's very kind of her. But there's no need to worry. I know what I'm doing and I've always got my helmet on. Not like some of these idiots, you see. Honestly, David, don't look so worried. If Linda Snell comes around telling tales again, I'll speak to her myself.
Linda, and me. What a nice surprise. How are you both?
We're very well, aren't we, Mick?
Very well indeed.
Oh, well, good.
I was running an errand earlier at Grey Gables, and by absolute chance I happened to run into Mick, who was telling me about his upcoming performance here at the ball.
My Santa!
Right.
Anyway, I asked Mick if he wouldn't mind me recording a quick trail for the village website, and, well...
Well...
I was very impressed with what I heard.
Really?
Absolutely.
She loved it.
Mick's Father Christmas is highly original.
Agreed.
His voice brought to mind the tradition of Christmas darkness across the world.
Christmas darkness?
Yes. All of those interesting and maligned characters from European folklore. Krampus, Mari Hlid, the Icelandic Yule lads. There's such a rich history that is largely unexplored in our usual Christmas traditions.
Krampus, I think I saw a film about that once. Is that the devil goat thing?
Yes. So, instead of the usual boring old grotto, why not take this opportunity to create a unique Christmas storytelling performance inspired by these historic traditions from across the world? We could call it Creepy Christmas. Festive tales of the strange and the dark from across the globe.
Oh, yeah!
No.
No?
No, I'm sorry. No, this all sounds very ambitious, but I'm afraid it's not going to work.
Oh, Kenton, come on. Look, just hear me out, at least.
No, I'm sorry, Linda. I appreciate your thoughts, but what the bull wants is a boring old grotto with a boring old brunch. No devils, no goats, just a traditional, non-terrifying Santa with a side of toasted panettone. All right.